Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Arizona Good Business Radio, featuring leaders in the Arizona business community working to build a lasting impact throughout our state through doing good business. I'm your host, Thomas Barr, Vice President of Business Development at Local First Arizona. We're a statewide organization advocating for and celebrating locally owned businesses. We're also the largest local business coalition in North America, working with over 3,000 small businesses, raising awareness of the benefits of building a strong local economy. I'm here today with a special guest, Thanasi from Life Managed. Thanasi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Thomas.
So we're going to just go ahead and throw out the and cut the tension in the middle of the room that we've got a Brophy Bronco and a St. Mary's Knight graduate talking together. What year from Brophy, Thanasi?
2004.
Okay, and I was 05 St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Have you, and are you Arizona native? I forget.
I am, yep. Born and raised.
Two Arizona natives. Love it. For those of you that are unfamiliar, let's hear from you, Thanasi, a little bit about yourself and your company.
Yeah, sure. So I am born and raised North Central Phoenix, Madison School District, Simas cool. Meadows, yep, then Brophy. And my dad owned a couple restaurants in town, Christo's Restaurante and cool. Alexi's Grill, so kind of neighborhood staple in North Central.
Yeah.
Went off and played hoops at Northern Colorado after, and then gave it a season effort in Greece playing professionally
right
after
on.
That. So
point
I
guard?
Always, yeah, point guard.
Nice.
Yeah. Always wanted to play professional hoops. I just, you know, I thought it would be the NBA and settled
yeah.
for Europe. So, but got to do that. And then, yeah, started my career at Wells Fargo, advisors in our private client group, and then worked with another firm in town that we got acquired by a big registered investment advisor. Mm-hmm. And at that point, just decided it was time to start my own. So that's
cool.
when Life Managed started in May of 2019.
Cool.
So we're 2 years in now.
Oh, only 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
would have thought that you've been doing this for like 10 years.
I've been doing this business for 10 years.
Okay.
But yeah, on my own for two.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
You guys are centrally located, right?
Right.
Over yep, on Central.
Yep. Central and Camelback, just next to Postino's.
Okay.
Yep,
right
on the west side of Central.
You did not venture far from Brophy College Prep.
I had to stay close to the roots. Yeah. About a minute from Brophy and 5 minutes from my house.
So. I love it. I love it. Can't get more local than that. So let's dig in to what you actually do. For, I mean, I think a lot of people know about, you know, their own personal investments and that kind of stuff. But how do you help? Why was starting your own business important to you to help people through their finances, stuff like that?
Yeah, great question. I think, you know, everyone understands that investing is important. And with technology, it's become easier for anyone to invest and virtually for free, right? Without mm-hmm. paying for it. And so what we've realized is that investing is not financial planning.
Mm.
Like financial planning is not investing, although investments are an intricate component of a good financial plan because you have to have your money work for you or it'll take you way too long to save every dollar without any compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I first started my career, you know, I had to go in order to be successful at the corporate level, we had to work with people who already had a ton of money
mm.
because that's who can pay high fees,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What I realized though is that it's really all of my peers and the people that don't have any money yet that need help.
Mm.
And so what we've tried to create is a platform that can provide quality financial advice to the people that need it for an affordable price.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, obviously you're filling a gap in the market, right? And I mean, who else probably needs that support more than the people, right, that actually need to save money or figure out how to invest? What is the common experience of somebody that you're able to help through that process? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people who think, you know, investing just isn't for me or it's only for people with money, right? But what is that transformation like when you're able to take somebody from thinking that they don't belong almost and along the route to actually growing what they own?
Yeah, no, that it is it's tough because, well, the hardest part is getting people to understand all of the different investment vehicles and how they apply to their specific situation, and then how much they actually do need to save and invest to achieve all their lifestyle goals.
Mm-hmm.
And once you can show them through understanding what they want and need and what they care about, what they have to do, then it's easier for them to align their behavior with that, right? So someone that says, well, I don't understand the investments, or I'm not sure that I can even have access to investments, we really just take a step back and understand them first and say, what is it about money that's important to you, right? And once we understand, okay, you had to pay for your college, and then you had student loans, and it took you forever to create some type of stability in your life, and you want to make sure that your kids' college education is paid for because you remember that experience, then we sit down and show them the vehicles that are available, what tuition costs today, you know, inflate it.
And what it will cost.
Yeah, what it will cost, or who knows what the what college even looks like, you know, 5, 10, 20 years from now. But to be able to explain to them what it takes and open their eyes, right, and show the options, then they can feel like there is something to work towards.
Sure.
And showing them how the investments and the compound interest can help, you know, rather than saving $50,000, if they can save $25,000 and then they make $25,000, right? That's a big burden lifted.
Absolutely. So what are some of those vehicles that maybe people are unfamiliar with as they start talking to you?
Yeah, sure. So one of the biggest myths, it's funny when we talk to some people that are, because we really focus a lot of energy on young professionals and business owners. A lot of people think they make too much money to contribute to Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks. Some are not even aware that you can do a Roth 401k. Everyone thinks you have to do a pre-tax, right, or a tax-deductible 401k. And just showing people that there are ways to do it if they are disqualified by the income limits or understanding the difference between pre-tax and post-tax or Roth.
Yeah.
That's one vehicle that people are not aware of and how the intricacies work there.
Sure.
Obviously, everyone hears about 529 plans. In Arizona, there's a pretty minor tax credit for doing that.
Okay.
But, you know, the fact that you can earmark money, designate it, put it aside, and get some of the tax advantages in that helps.
Cool.
Other than that, we really are open to the, I think what makes us different is that we're open to the idea that there's multiple paths to invest and make money. And it doesn't have to always be like giving your financial advisor money and paying them 1% to do that.
Gotcha.
You know, there's people that they want to open a franchise, or they want to buy a condo or a single family home and do Airbnb. And what we've found is, We get to understand people and what they like to do and are passionate and what their skills are. And we'll embrace that and show them, okay, do you have a plan? If you want to buy Airbnbs and your neighbor is having success, do you know what it actually costs? How much down payment? What are the HOAs? You know, does it allow for short-term rentals? What's the maintenance costs? What are the cleaning costs? What's the net return you're going to get compared to your cash that you have to put in and account for some of these expenses that could come up?
Yeah.
And is it going to be better than just doing a traditional investment in another vehicle like a brokerage account that, you know, historically can earn over 9%?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like maybe there's some people out there that hear the words certified financial planner and are like, ooh, you know, maybe that's not for me. But it's more like you're just a consultant, right?
Yeah.
Like you come in and you say, if this is how you want to do this, this is how you can get it done. Here's opportunities for you. What I can only imagine within that, people come to you and they've maybe made things a little messy
sometimes.
And they're like, here, help me fix this. What are some of those common mistakes people make in maybe their first steps in trying to invest or trying to do it on their own? Like you mentioned, there's a lot of quote unquote free ways to do it.
Absolutely.
When you do things for free, you're gonna get the result that you should sometimes. Yeah. What are some of those mistakes that you've seen people make that are common?
Yeah. So Ben Fredlake is our certified financial planner. And so he's working with a lot of these people, and I am obviously have built the framework that we operate in. But the mistakes we see are all over the board. One of the biggest ones is, yeah, that everyone has been drilled into their brain lately, like, don't pay anyone, you know, do it yourself and save the money, because over time, the money you've saved compounded becomes a lot. But they do, they hurt themselves sometimes because they might not have known that there was a more efficient path, or they left something off their tax return that they read on some blog somewhere that they did, and then they get audited, and then they have a penalty to pay,
right?
One of the biggest mistakes is really just the organization that we see not having beneficiaries, right? Like, they open accounts and then something happens and they, you know, someone passes away, spouse or children are locked out, it goes to probate. They don't have a will or something that, like a transfer on death or a beneficiary, nothing is matched up correctly. Other mistakes that we see is, you know, putting way too much money to work than they should. You know, so you have some people that it's great. They want to invest because they hear about wealthy people are successful because they invest their money. They save and invest, right? But a mistake we see is people overinvest. And they say, well, I don't want to just sit in cash, or I want to invest and times are good. And so they go buy some cryptocurrencies, they open an IRA, they open a Robinhood, put all their money in. But then an emotional reaction to, right, a temporary drawdown or, right, a temporary decline in whatever market they're in forces them to sell at an inopportune time. Or maybe a life expense or a business expense comes up, and they need $20,000, but they had $50,000 and they had invested all $50,000 rather than leaving the appropriate amount in savings, even though they're like, well, I'm getting zero in the bank, right? But what happens? Now they have to sell while their $50,000 is $35,000, because that happens in investing. And now they took a haircut to go pay for something, and you don't get that money back. The opportunity cost of that money over 20, 30 years is massive. So just not understanding the allocation of money and why we see is the biggest mistake.
That makes so much sense. I mean, it's with everything, right? You can try to figure out things on your own, which, you know, as a homeowner now, 2.5 years in, I've learned my good deal of things that I've tried to fix on my own that I should have probably called somebody for. and the cost of the time and the labor and the and now I've broken something even more that I could have gotten right the first time. Right, it's the same concept. If you want to do something right, work with somebody that knows what they're doing. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of people that can do this totally on their own. I mean, right? It just is, what's the background? What's the emotional state of mind? What's their discipline level? And how much time and energy are you willing to put? You know, if you're willing to spend 10 hours a month keeping up with things, reading, staying educated, asking a lot of questions to your peers, and if, you know, if you want to spend 100 hours a year really on top of tax code changes or new, you know, new house hacks or new ways to get out of debt, or if you have student loans and you call student loan advisors and then you find which payback, like, everyone can do everything. Just like you said, like, if you wanted to spend probably 20 more hours on YouTube on how to, you know, fix something with a plumbing or a drywall patch that might have been just less than something you could fix with a Home Depot kit. You could absolutely do it. But like, how much is your time worth?
Makes total sense.
Right.
I want to talk about your business structure a little bit, because there, I'm sure that this market for advisement in this space is usually owned, or maybe not usually, but majority owned the space by big corporations, large financial institutions. You've remained independent and private, and that's been important to you. Why?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, my first 5 years within a large public, you know, Wall Street institution, I guess, opened my eyes to a lot of things. And at the end of the day, no matter how honest and true you try to stay to your clients, there's decisions that are out of your control. And the most important thing at the public level is shareholder earnings, right? And so they make decisions at each level based on what will yield the best earnings long-term to make our stock price go up.
Right.
Right. And right. obviously you always try to tie the two together. If I take good care of our clients, then our shareholder earnings will go up, but it just can't always be 100% aligned.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the biggest reasons for me being private and independent. Our structure, so Life Managed is our, you know, we do business as Life Managed, but okay. we are a rep of Dynamic Wealth Advisors, which is a registered investment advisor.
Okay.
That is kind of like our outsourced operations. You gotcha. Know, they help us with compliance, technology, different software, working with our custodian, Charles Schwab Bank.
Okay.
And it is, it's important because we don't have to hit quotas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And I remember when I was at Wells Fargo, it's like, hey, if you do 5 mortgages this month and then you bring in this client and then you do cross sell them into the banking and do this, your bonus gets amplified.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so yeah. now you're kind of like looking at the numbers rather than giving the good advice. So for us, the only way we get paid is by our client. They pay us and mm-hmm. that's it. There's no like, no third-party compensation, no bonus incentives.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, we're all human and we all want to take care of our families. And it's tough, depending on what's going on in your life, to always, every day, do the right thing from the money standpoint.
Yeah. I love that so much because, I mean, part of why we started doing the show, part of why we created the Arizona Good Business Summit, which we had you a part of, loved it, is to drive home that doing good business, being a good business owner, comes from, you know, not necessarily what charities you give to, but just how you operate, right. how you exist. And are you creating a better place? Do you have a product or service that is focused on helping people or just on your profits? And I loved hearing that from you when we first connected because it just makes so much sense, right? Why not feel confident as somebody walking into your office that you're being cared for based off of what you want out of that transaction rather than, oh, maybe this guy's looking to get a bonus. And the decisions being catered to me are based on that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that, but this, you know, it's this information asymmetry, really.
Yeah.
It's like, there are so many different players in the space, and sometimes, if not often, the solution presented to the client is some kind of process or product that's how they get compensated.
Right.
Right. You know, there's people that they do a financial plan and then they tell you to buy an insurance product.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be the end all solution to their plan. Well, guess what? They're getting paid by the insurance company.
Mm.
So how do you know at the end of the day if that's really the best thing? So that's why we've created this for these people that might not have $1 million, but they're doing well and they deserve good advice.
Yeah.
You know, for $150 to $300 a month on their credit card, we will help them and give them our time. You know, our certified financial planner, me, our other teammate, Anthony, you know, they get 3 people that they could talk to anytime they want. And we're going through what's unique to them and creating a custom plan that fits their life, right?
Love it.
Without selling them anything. We're selling them independence and freedom and stability, really.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So I wanted to ask you your opinion on one thing.
Sure.
Probably the biggest story of the last year regarding investments, GameStop. elephant in the room. But I've not actually talked to anybody involved in investments or financing really about it. Just friends and family and stuff like that, like crazy, super interesting, whatever. Give us your take on what happened.
Sure. I mean, I don't want to bore everyone with the technical aspect of why that happened.
Yeah.
But essentially, right, big institutions were betting against GameStop, right? Saying that they think GameStop has a poor business model. You can download your game right on your Xbox, your PlayStation, whichever version we're on these days, straight onto your computer. What do you need GameStop for?
Right.
Right. They're in malls, which malls are going away slowly in certain areas. But they were caught by this mobilization of this young community.
Yeah.
Right. And it showed that at the end of the day, stock prices in the short term, it's just a voting machine and based on supply and demand.
Yeah.
And so there was more demand for the stock, right, than there was supply, which caused the massive Right. And there's a lot more technical in there.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, that's what happened. And when you get a lot of young people interested in investments and they, what do? We read message boards, we read blogs, like we're on social media. And it kind of was like a way to stick it to the man, right? Yeah. Just like right. that. And that was a very unique situation. But we're seeing that a lot more, right? I mean, like
I was gonna say, cryptocurrency
stuff. Right. I mean, Elon Musk gets on and tweets about, you know, Dogecoin or what. Right. I don't even know what the current, I've heard five different pronunciations.
I don't know how to pronounce it either. Yeah. I attempt just not to say it.
But it's a little scary though, too, right? Because people are making easy, fast money but there's really not any intrinsic value. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's a big, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah. I could also see though the benefit from having somebody like you on your side to say, hey, look, you know, if you're investing money or whatever it is, here's some things that you might look out for in the future based off of these trends, or, you know, really don't need to worry about this over here or this or that or whatever. So I could see you adding value to people working with you from that perspective too.
Right. We provide an objective opinion.
Right.
And it's like, hey, I had friends ask me, like, what do you think? I'm reading this. They sent me, you know, when GameStop was $40.
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to buy GameStop, but I'm looking at the actual, you know, value of the business based on their earnings. If you want to buy it and, you know, throw some money and gamble on it because of what's going on and the stories that are being told about the short positions and the feedback loop it's creating and why it's going to go to the moon with the rocket emojis and everything, you know, like, hey, take a dollar amount that you feel comfortable, like if you were going to Vegas and go ahead.
Right.
You know?
It's essentially what you're doing.
Right. I mean, that's what you're, and you know what? Some of my friends did it. They made some decent money and others did it at, you know, 300 and now it's 200.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where the best way is to just not get distracted by the quick money and just stay disciplined.
Sure.
And so we're always that boring guy on the other side of your shoulder, which people need.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. For those that looking to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Sure. We really are trying to get more active on Instagram.
Okay.
So like an easy way, you know, you don't have to get put on a mailing list. Just follow the Instagram.
It's great.
At @lifemanaged_.
Cool.
We're there, LinkedIn. Our website is lifemanaged.com.
Cool.
You know, they can call us or email us from there as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, really appreciate it, Thanasi. Grateful for your leadership as a business owner, for being a partner of Local First and all that you do. So thanks so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. This was awesome.
We hope that you listening today were inspired listening to a leader working to leave a legacy in Arizona through doing good business. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Phoenix Business Radio X, for hosting us and all of our legacy partners, including Life Managed. This is Thomas Barr from Local First Arizona reminding you that if we want to build a better Arizona, we need to connect deeply with the local businesses that make us proud to call this place our home.